Well, thank you, Mark. It's great to be with you all. Mark, I wonder if you can survive without technology and the listeners on HCRFM today. Well, I guess the very fact that we're listening to the radio is part of the fact that we are dependent on technology. Just 2 weeks ago, the social media giant Facebook suffered a connection problem, and for 6 hours, the world went without WhatsApp, Messenger, and Facebook. And it was a major problem, not least because, according to some reports, the software glitch actually affected the security in Facebook's head office in California, meaning that the employees couldn't get into the building to rectify the situation. I found it quite amusing to read posts on the internet on the Down Detector website, where many people were reporting having troubles with Facebook. And people were writing things like, well, how can I live without my beloved Facebook? And one person saying, this is serious. This is the only way through WhatsApp that I can talk to my American girlfriend. With someone posting, well, have you tried texting or emailing or just throwing it out there, a phone call? A similar thing happened in June when a customer of one website company, Fastly, did just a routine, simple change of their own personal customer settings, and it caused 85% of the websites that Fastly hosts to go down. Well, billionaire founder Mark Zuckerberg did apologize for the Facebook outage, and soon life returns to its virtual normality. But it raises the question, have we succumbed to virtual insanity? What can't we live without? Can we switch off our phone for a day? Or would that be like switching off our life support system? Could you manage with a break from Facebook or Twitter or WhatsApp or Instagram for a day or even a week? Well, maybe the older listeners are saying, I'm sorry, I don't know what you're talking about with all those words, but could they live without TV or the telephone? We're so dependent on technology. The Apostle Paul, who wrote much of the New Testament part of the Bible, once wrote a long list of things that he had suffered. You can read them in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 11. He said that he went without sleep, he went without food, he went without comfort or safety. And yet he said that those were things that he boasted in, because they brought out the power of God all the more. Paul could go without many things. And of course, he managed without any of the technology that we feel we can't live without today. But he certainly couldn't have gone without the presence of Jesus Christ, who he turned to on the Damascus Road, realizing that he is the King of the universe. Later on, he said, I can do all things through him who gives me strength. Well, I don't know if you can do without your technology, but if you do experience an outage of any of your favorite social media or websites, I hope you come to discover how wonderful and indispensable the Lord Jesus Christ is. And I hope you have a great day. Thanks for listening.